This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Yeah, he's our relationships guru from Red Hot Relationships. Bruce Sullivan is on the air this morning. We've got the terrible twos in our sights today. What do you do when your little one turns 2? I would dispute that, Bruce. I find 3 a little more challenging than 2. But that whole era, that whole, you know, 3-4 year period is a bit of a blur, to be honest with you. It can be hard, can't it?
Oh, look, it can be hard. And I must say that, you know, even when I recently spoke to a mate about, you know, what to do when your children turn 2, his instant thing that came out of his mouth was leave home. And it can be a dreaded time. And I think the sad part about that is that I think we forget as mums and dads that, you know, what children are doing when they turn 2 is a normal biologically programmed thing. It was how God made us. You know, God designed us to learn to be completely dependent on our parents for a period of time and then to start the process of removing ourselves. And, you know, at 2, when I realized that I'm not no longer attached to you, that you and I are actually separate people, then all of a sudden that's when the journey begins. And that's a pretty exciting time. Little people.
Listen, 2 is one of the most cutest ages as well, because they're still, you know, I suppose babyish in a way, but are really starting to develop their own little personalities. And sometimes it is sad that, you know, I have met parents that, you know, get really negative about that era because it's got this kind of label of, you know, that it's the terrible twos. So is it about balance, Bruce?
Oh, look, I think it's totally about reframing the experience. And, you know, I think that, you know, some people have already written off the 2-year-old even before they're even 2. So, you know, when you're talking to some mums and dads that have a 12-month-old, they're going, oh, yeah, we're not looking forward to, you know, next year because it's going to be the terrible twos. And, you know, that's like dreading a whole year of your child's life.
What about the frustrating fours, Bruce?
The frantic fives. I've got the frenzied 15 at the moment.
it never really ends, does it?
It doesn't. And I think it's part of how, you know, we're made. We are destined, you know, we're as a species, we are so dependent on our parents for survival and security and being looked after. And, you know, that doesn't change when we're 2 or 3 or 5 or 8. And, you know, by the time they're sort of like 12 or 13, they are still doing what we are destined to do. And as that is, that's leave the nest and launch somewhere between sort of 18 to 28 and go and live our own independent lives. And all I just want to encourage mums and dads, instead of realizing that it's like a horrible time, it's another one of, you know, learning to celebrate life's milestones. This is normal behavior. And instead of getting frustrated by it, just finding, you know, as parents, we've got a finite amount of energy. You know, what's the example that we want to set? You know, the unintended paradox is that, you know, if a 2-year-old is showing, you know, putting the cranky pants on because they don't want to do something, you know, kind of by default, we're showing kids that when things don't go our way exactly, then we have to get angry, upset, and frustrated instead of learning to put that energy into, you know, all the good parenting advice that we've been giving about redirecting our children and showing them what we want them to do. So, how do you celebrate it instead of get frustrated?
I think, Bruce, for someone that's still going through it, we look forward to 8 o'clock at night because they're usually asleep by then and we both collapse, collapse on the couch. And grandparents come into their own at this time as well. You know, the occasional respite, whether it be half an hour here, half a day there, or even the overnighter, it just gives you a little something to look forward to on the calendar. And the, you know, that if you've got a grandparent around, they can just take just a little bit of pressure off. It's not very often, but, you know, just that little bit helps.
No, and look, and I think the sheer fact that, you know, I've said to lots of people, if children didn't go to sleep, there's a, you know, and again, God designed us that way so that we'd all go to sleep, including our children, so that we didn't kill them either. So you can look in on them at 2 and go, they are so cute. How nice is that?
Yeah, they always look good when they're cute. Don't they just snuggle up in bed, they're angels.
How to navigate your way through the terrible twos. Bruce Sullivan's our relationships guru from Red Hot Relationships. Great advice, mate. Thank you so much for that. We'll catch up soon.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.